Lawmakers in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, meet today to try to smooth concerns over a controversial new pension plan. Some residents are upset that county leaders approved generous pension enhancements that could see some government workers leaving office with checks topping $500,000. They have launched recall efforts against several county officials, including the county executive. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Anna Pinoka reports.
Wisconsin's reputation for having a clean government is under attack on a number of fronts. There are investigations into illegal political campaigning by state workers, and a sexual harassment lawsuit has been filed against Milwaukee Mayor John Norquist. Now, some voters are outraged that county officials changed the pension system to allow top officials to retire with enormous lump sum payouts. Milwaukee County resident Nancy Jonas says enough is enough.
It's constantly something going on, and you're just wondering what kind of people are in office. Then you get this, and it's like, we know what kind of people are in office, you know, we have to get them out.
Jonas, who says she's never been politically active before, says now she's angry, and she wants to channel that anger into a recall effort.
Looking to sign a petition?
Sure.
I've got one right here for you.
Jonas is helping organize rallies to recall Milwaukee County Executive Tom Ament. On this bitter cold weekend afternoon, hundreds of people file into a Knights of Columbus hall signing recall petitions. Inside, 80-year-old Joe Klukerich tells the crowd why he decided to start the recall effort against the county executive.
When a crisis comes up and someone says, well, we have to do something about it, and somebody sits back and says, well, let John do it, let Jim do it, let Mary do it, etc., or let Joe do it, well, I am the Joe.
Klukerich is a retired high school principal. He says when he read about the huge pension payouts, what bothered him the most was that county officials denied they knew how big the payments would be. County leaders say the pension sweeteners were meant to retain veteran employees, but concede that just the opposite is happening. As county officials scramble to fix the pension system, many now think is unduly generous, longtime county workers are rushing to get out while the getting is good. About 250 Milwaukee County workers retire in any given year, but that many have sought retirement in just the past few weeks. 59-year-old John Betts, a golf course superintendent, joined other workers filing into a room at the county courthouse recently to sign retirement papers. Betts was planning to leave next year, but felt pressure to retire now.
Well, I did have things planned out as well as I might have. I would have had a year or more than a year to kind of ease into it. You know, now it's under the gun, I'm nervous about everything, you know, and everything has to be decided on just like that.
Many longtime employees could lose substantial pension benefits if they stay on the job and officials rework the pension agreement. But at this point, it's not even certain that such a move would be legal. Even if changes occur, recall efforts are likely to go forward. Milwaukee's former mayor and well-known socialist Frank Zeidler says the area earned its clean government reputation the hard way, but he laments that image is now tainted.
The hurting of the reputation here has largely come from, in the case of the mayor, a personal lapse of conduct, and in the county board from what looks like to have been a raid on the pension fund, which was not illegal, but did outrage the public.
But some say while many Milwaukee residents have been complacent throughout some of the other political controversies, that time has passed. They say the county pension ordeal has created a groundswell of discontent and voters who are more determined than ever to keep a close watch on their political leaders. For NPR News, I'm Anna Pinoka in Milwaukee.